What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy Friday, Ricky Dredd, co-producer of the Six Views Uncut podcast. If you're hearing my voice in the beginning of this, of any of our podcast, you know it's probably a little bit of bad news, but not too much bad news. Unfortunately, for this episode 51 of Six Views Uncut, a part of the audio was lost. We're going to make sure to make it up to you. However, we got most of the episode in here, about 40 minutes or so of the 1 hour and change that we have here. Not too much has been missing, but we're, like I said, we're going to make sure to make it up to you. Big salute to Big Gucci, as well as Basmati Binga, holding us down on this episode right here. So make sure to check out the update of this, which will probably be put into this episode here later on this week or maybe later on this afternoon. All right. So enjoy the show. Peace.
Six Views Uncut. Six Views Uncut.
Six Views Uncut. Six Views Uncut. Yo, it's Gucci tuning in with Six Views Uncut,
it's
baby.
Your boy, 220 on the beat. Shout out Six Views Uncut.
Huh? Six Views Uncut, are you stupid as Chromas?
Six Views Uncut.
Yo, holy bad.
They turn fast. They just that's in this turn fast into the on the pillow. Just on the turn back quick on the pillow. On the pillow, like.
So are you getting offended if she spits it out?
You know what I mean? Fuck, like, yo.
Why is the mixie fuck it up?
Because, well, look at it, fam. Like these guys get hot and then like summertime comes in and like they're like dropping boop boop boop, like it's like, oh man, like your favorite ones are just, it's crazy, man. Like, you know, I just wish the unity was there, but you know what I mean? Fuck, man, like life is real, and sometimes, you know what I mean, like it's people's reality, G, like, you know what I mean? And I saw it go sometimes still, but like, fuck, man, like if I like, I like YG, man, like I like YG. And I'll tell you why. He embodies that real Toronto man rap. Facts, like he sounds facts. Like a Toronto man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Facts. He's under Toronto. He's not trying to sound like some UK man or some New York facts. Or some Midwest. Like, he's not going on those like type beats. You know what I'm saying? Coming to like, you know, coming to one hours and hours. That's how we talk. Like, and he's talking like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not, you know, like, only one man used to really embody that back in the days. We're talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? The out here stuff. But like, and, but like, you know what I'm saying? But like, but see, y'all, YG, like, I like that because like Toronto's been trying to get that attention, mm-hmm. and it's so much copy trying to sound like UK man, USA, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, New York guys, whatever. And we finally get the attention, and like, we're still trying to sound like that. Like, why? Like people like our flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, we at one point we had that like Safe. Remember Safe? Like, they came with like that singing type, like. You know, what do you call it? Like,
you mean Safe from
Region Prime? Yeah, okay. Yeah, him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had like that, like, even weekend raps, like, not rap, but like, Safe could like rap and sing at the same time, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, even Scythe, could do a little bit both, Tory, those guys do that stuff, you know? That was like the sound, the ambient sound, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. From a bit, you know what I mean? And then, like, I don't know, like when we had it, and then like people just want to start sounding like even like the drill stuff, like, I'm not really feeling like the drill music like that, but like, I get it still, you know what I mean? I get it. Like, but like, fuck, like, we have it. Like, people want to sound like Toronto guys. Why are we still trying to sound like everybody else? Like, you know what I'm saying? But hey, man, yeah, if I could, like, fuck, why is one of my favorite? Black of the Don is there too, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Black of the Don is one of those guys too. Slow. Even, yo, Jason Pax too, yo, ooh. That guy, fam. Like, he's been doing this thing for a long time, but that's one of my all time favorites who's still doing his thing. Yeah, yeah. Because he was like one of those guys who just talk about rice and dumpling non-stop. Just rice, dumpling.
Rice and dumpling.
Rice, with dumpling. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of pump, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he never tried to
mad flows.
Yeah, and he's very, man could talk. You know what I'm saying? You can know like when it's mm-hmm. real, like, you know what I'm saying?
Friday, what do you think? What about you?
JMG Kofi.
Jeez, why?
Say that then.
Versatile.
Versatile.
Mm-hmm. Versatile. He comes from the struggle, but he's not a threatening youth, so like you can bring him into the office and still know that he comes from real situations.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But you're not afraid to fucking invite him to the office for a meeting, right? Like, because he's respectable. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a really dope interview with Gutsy Guts back in the days. And besides that, like, he's already getting the fucking spins without the oppy fuckery.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a proof of concept already. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm fucking with him.
Jeez, that's a good look.
What about you?
You know what? I'd say Boogs. Mm. No, actually, no. Yeah, Bugs and Smiley.
Hey, okay.
For,
okay.
Like I'd have to, like, it's just like when I say Bugs, I want to say Smiley. I have to say both because I like both their style, you know? So yeah, I'll say Bugs and Smiley. Like, yo, I just like the way how they have their like flow. Like, you know, like I just like their flow. Like, you know,
he's
their
looking
style.
Happy too. He's losing weight and stuff. So the man's like, it's all smiles too, though. You know,
yeah, like, yeah. This track's dope. Like,
he's having fun. He's having a time of my life.
Yeah, he's catchy. Smiley, catchy. Bugs is catchy. Like, I just feel like
moving different.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely rock with those guys.
I suck.
Trust me. But yeah, 6 Views Uncut. We're gonna take a break.
Yo, no, we're doing
and
the
we're gonna
six
catch back
uncut.
Up with you. Jeez.
You know yo, let bring the strippers in right now. Okay. Cut the cameras off. Bring the ladies in, cause you know what I'm saying.
Load up the Drake. Fuck it, I'm making them pay. It's high and niggas won't take it. Hey, I'm having my way. Set out here having his way. Quit out here having his way. And like the third me go out, take bitch. What? Load up the Drake. What else are they gonna play? Five and niggas won't take it. Hey, I'm having my way. Set out here having his way. Quit out here having his way. And like the third me go out, take
what? Yo, you have uncut questions?
Now that I'm picking it through, I just ain't fell in love cause I'm way too awake. And she tried fucking a rapper to break up my heart, but my heart doesn't break.
6 Views Uncut.
Hey, we back, baby. 6 Views Uncut. Episode 51. Jeez.
Say that, man.
Yo, are you guys ready to get uncut with us? Like, I mean, nasty. Freaky, all of that. Yo, we got Binga in the building. Yo, Binga.
You know what it is, man.
Yo. All right, I have a question for you. Did you ever come in a girl's mouth? And why?
Couple of times, actually.
Jeez.
Yo, I can tell you some stories.
Damn.
What are we doing right now? Oh, this is
uncut,
yo.
Damn. All
right,
yeah,
yo.
Break. Let me hear what's going on.
All right. Once upon a time, not long ago. I'll play. Yo, yeah, I have still, you know what I mean? But, like, diet matters. I'll tell you that much still. Diet matters. Like, I've had a 1-2 thing say, oh, you taste sweet. You taste like pineapple. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, ooh, I want the very berry blend splash today, sir. Like, you know what I mean? Get rid of berry cherry. You know what I'm saying? And then I had a 1-2 thing say, like, tastes like battery acid, fam. So I was like, whoa. I'm like, one, I know what battery acid tastes like. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you, like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing in your spare time?
So what you're trying to say is, like, what you drink or what you eat.
I think what you
that's
eat.
That's what you're going to like.
I believe so. Cause like,
so if you're eating pineapple.
Yeah. Like when I'm on my healthy man thing, like no complaints.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No complaints. And like, fuck.
So you're saying she liked it?
Yeah. They liked it.
They liked it.
They
Bring your mic a bit closer, Gooch.
They were like, can I get the very, very, like they sound like riffraff rap.
Yeah.
Like Aquamarine Versace, you know? Marine Jeez. Python with the turquoise splash, like you can make your own V8 splash with that. That's it. Like Coca-Cola to build it. That's it. Like what are those? Like, and then fuck, when you're eating at McDonald's, you know, the late nights and the burger thing and the Zets and the tremendous.
You having mad fun?
The greasy. Yo, they're not feeling that though. Still.
He living the life.
No, they're not feeling that still. Like, the battery acid and the bitter. You know what I'm saying? The bitter butter. They're not feeling that.
Butter.
Now the face
should come out. You know, tastes like Mac sauce.
Yeah, because when the face just squeeze up like you're like. Like, you know, like,
no.
You know what I'm saying? They're like,
oh, no.
And you see, like, a bit just ooze out the side, like, and they're trying to, like, push it out. They're trying to push it out the side, like, they don't want that solid, you know what I'm saying? They're not feeling that. They want to squeeze up the face, fam.
You're
not feeling that.
Holy, fam.
But they turn fast, they just, like, that's just turn fast and try to. On the pillow, just on the pillow, and turn back quick on the pillow, like on the pillow, like.
So, are you getting offended if she spits it out?
No, no. I just be like, I feel kind of bad. I'm like, oh, no. Like, what it tastes like?
You know what it tastes like?
Earwax? Oh no, like,
oh fuck.
You know, I don't feel that way still. You know what I'm saying? And like, yo, I will tell you a story where once upon a time, someone, a paraplegic person,
yeah.
offered me $1,000.
Yeah.
And for he wanted something a full, you know those like pee things, those with the orange tops, and you get tested.
Yeah.
So they offered me $1,000 and I said yes, right? And he took it, like he took it, and like, you know, he's like, he was watching us play ball and I was really good. And the man was like, yo, you know, he asked someone, and then someone came to me, right? Some girl came to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, a girl came to me and said, yo, this guy says, okay, yo.
To pee in a cup?
No.
What?
To like bust in a cup. Like, you know. Like, yeah, yo. Whoa. And the man wanted to like,
whoa.
The man said $1,000. I'm like, yo. I mean, okay, so I gave it to the person. I gave it to the girl and she gave it to the guy. And the man said, yo, I can tell this guy's healthy. And I was like, what the fuck? The man's like, yo, I want more of this. I said, yo, wild. This is a true story, though, nigga. This is a true story.
Oh, my God. Disgusted by this.
Fam, no, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it in front of him or nothing like that.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
it doesn't matter. No dick in my cup.
Yo.
I don't give a fuck.
No, it was like,
for nobody.
And it was $1,000, you know what I'm saying? I went to the girl and the girl came to me and she said, yo, this guy wants to taste you. I'm hooping and then the guy said, yo, he wants to, like, you know, and I was like, all right.
Yo, he could. Fuck. Yo, but yo, fam.
Yeah, we had not give it, like, gave her the money.
I did that. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I come in the shorties, but you know what I mean? More than one, you know what I mean? You're swallowing everything. They say it tastes good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, so for me, I did that. I did that. Friday, what about you?
Of course.
Jeez.
Hey, well,
you know what? When you started asking the question, I thought you were going to be asking like a way more like uncut question, because I was like, that's elementary.
That's, jeez.
You know what, too? Like,
okay.
And you guys smoke so much, so the girls probably get high after that. You want to be high for this?
I've never gotten any complaints, but I don't know. Maybe they just ain't saying shit to me.
Yeah.
They're just lying to me. It's a nasty ass taste.
Yeah, they're just trying to show off. They're just trying to show off now. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Just trying to save face for the old man. What about you, Gucci? You already answered that?
Yeah, I answered. I said that made that happen. They taste nice.
I got one for y'all here. So based on, like, you know, it's open now. You know, the world's open back. People are going to be back outside.
Yeah.
People be flying out soon, taking trips. So for I don't know if you got a shorty, Binga, but for y'all situations, right?
Yeah.
How much time does your girl need to tell you before she goes on a girl's trip? So if she was to go, like, let's say today was Friday, can she say, yo, Saturday, me and my homegirls are going on a trip?
How long is the trip?
Well, 3 days, 4 days.
Okay.
Oh, that's light. That's light.
The trust is still there after that one.
So she could just say, tomorrow we're out. We're off this.
No. That has to be a heads up.
That's what I'm asking. How much time?
Okay. You got to give
me. Before. She can pack up and go on the girls trip with the homegirls.
Yeah, I definitely need like a weekend
so
I can line up my flexes just in case they be doing some shit. Before days, I'm calling.
No cap.
She was available, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's done. All right, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? If they're being good, I might be good. You know what I'm saying?
I might be good. They're good, I'm good. Yeah.
What about you, Gucci? How much time... Before shorty's like, yo, me and the girls are going on a girls trip, or can she just be like off that tomorrow?
She can't be off that tomorrow. She has to give me like, you know, I mean, a heads up, like, you know, a couple of days a heads up. You feel me? Like a week, you know what I mean? Whatever the case is, just give me a heads up. Let me know, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I have the trust, you know. She knows what it is, so I mean, but yeah.
Okay, so let me throw something else in the mix there. She's going to a bachelor party or bachelorette party with the homegirls in about a week.
Oh no.
Right?
I've seen those.
But you know, just
a bachelor.
Bachelorette party. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, when the homies is getting married, right?
I've seen those.
But you know, just,
and I'm not part of it.
Yeah. It's just a bachelorette party.
Bachelorette party.
Oh, the gal them.
There might be a few strippers there and whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know at those parties, like the white, I've heard that the bride usually gets dicked down by some of the strippers. It happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
So can y'all ladies go?
Yo, honestly, you can.
I have to know the full details. You know what I'm saying? I need to know who's going there. What I'm saying? What performance is it? That, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be something to get some long get damaged up. Like, it's like, boy, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get some, you know what I'm saying? I'm donkey taking it. Like, whoa, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was even thinking like that. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, I'll come back damaged.
Like, it's on video, so man is just getting pushed on it. Like, oh! Like, oh, no. Like, you can't even go that far. Like, you've never seen her act like that before. Like, what? Like, oh!
She come back feeling different.
Right? Like,
oh,
whoa.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? you go through the phone, you see Super Lex with three X's, like, and like a horse emoji or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's this? Oh, my hairdresser.
My hairdresser.
Right? He's gay. And she'll put like, his picture will be like a picture of Uncle Clifford from like P-Valley or something. Like,
you know, Super Lex.
Just to play it off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, see, like, you have nothing to worry about. Like, oh, no.
Holy.
Mink dragon on the floor. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But what I see with those, though, fam, is like, when I see on the internet, whatever, like, it's just to get them just like, doing whatever, just mm-hmm. a bunch of oral stuff too. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, everyone's just passing it around too. Like, it's like, I don't know. Mm, you know what I'm saying? It's like a blunt. Like, just passing on the thing like a blunt. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want the Mexican one? You want the white one? You want the Spanish? No. You know what I'm saying?
I almost spilled my guy's cask.
You know what I'm saying? They got different flavors. So, you know what I mean? Yo. But yo. Hey, man, fuck. Don't ask, don't tell, fam. That's right, go.
That's
right, go.
Yo, do you think threesomes overrated? Because there's people out there like they want to know, like, yo, like, what is it like, because they never been through it, so like, you mm-hmm. know, like, what do you think?
It depends on the experience, to be honest. Still, I've had good ones, I haven't gone too bad ones, right? You know what I mean?
Could you like let us know, like, all right, let me know the bad one first, because
okay, the bad one, I'll tell you straight up. I, you guys know I don't drink, I don't smoke.
Yeah.
All right. Two nice things come true. Okay. I'm like, yeah, it's that type of party. I'm excited. I worked out, got my muscles up a little to pump and stuff. You know
like
what I'm
some Jersey Shore.
Yeah, fam, I'm ready to go. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Ready to turn
and
up.
And then, fam, like, I took like a shot of whiskey or two. And that just like killed me, fam. Like, that's when like mm-hmm. it was just like a arrow, like straight like Lake Flaccid.
With and a three sub, you're saying?
Yeah.
Two,
And I was mad. And I tried to stay. I tried to like, now you're in your own head. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to like stay up and trying to really do the thing. And I'm like, fuck, just not working. Like, yo, wake up. Like, wake, looking down. Like, wake up. What's wrong
with
you?
So what were the two girls I'm doing at the time? Like,
they were trying to get me going, dog. Like,
they're trying to get you good. They were not trying to
and
suck
you know,
up.
And you like, know what? Like, I
they were helping.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'd have like, I'll come, like, yeah, come to life. And I'm like, yeah, my guy's up. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Do I want to? I'm like, no. What's wrong with you?
So that's the bad one. But all right, now give us the good sides.
All right, the good ones were like, you just go, you're in there, like you just zone out, you're black and you're just humping and pumping and, you know what I'm saying, heaving, holding and solid, you know what I'm saying, just going there, you know what I'm saying, and just, and you get to share. Like, you're like, then no one's getting jealous, no one's getting mm-hmm. mad. They're doing what they're doing, you're doing what you're doing, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It was fun, like, you know what I mean? It was actually fun. Parents in the next room too, like, oh God. Felt bad about that one still.
Yo, for me now, I'd say, yo, threesome is definitely not overrated. It's mm-hmm. fire because one, like, seeing two girls make out, like, yeah. who would want to see that? That's mm-hmm. definitely going to make you mm-hmm. horny, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And you already know you're turning up with two girls and they're on you, you know what I'm trying to say? So, like, yo, I definitely say, yo, if you didn't have one, try to get one because, yo, that's lit.
That you won today.
What do you think about that, Friday? You think, is it overrated? Like,
I don't think it's overrated. It depends, right? Like, I've had a couple myself.
Yeah. Mm.
The first one, I don't really remember much of because I was fucking sauced. Sometimes, it's just sometimes I used to drink, right?
Yeah.
But the second one, I was sauced too. But like, I was less sauced. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I finished, I remembered the finishing yeah. move that I yeah. did. You know what I'm saying?
Could you?
The man did the Shawn Michaels, the lecture.
I did the pancake, fam. I had the pancake move. It's engraved in my brain. Fam. Yeah. Right? I had them stacked up on top of each other, and I was just going, one, until I busted, fam. I was just like, yo, when I was in motion. Yeah. Like, I felt like I jumped out of my body, like, yo, yes. you're doing yo, that?
Yeah, out of body experience. That is
crazy. Yeah, fam. I was like, you're that's sick, man. Wild. Like, I was patting myself on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside
yeah,
my brain, you know what I'm saying? Sick. It was one of them ones.
They probably agree to do like, oh, wrong hole. Ooh. But they don't care. Fuck.
But it yeah. was a good time.
Yeah.
Mod.
I should have the mod thing sound effect.
You have anything before we wrap this up?
I fuck, man. You know what? I don't. But you know what I mean. this is yeah. Like, there's so much that
yeah.
Like, it's just like oh, it's like a shootout at a fucking nightclub. Like just every one shot, but everyone's just trying to jam through that exit, and everything's just like trying to jam through the front. There's so much stories.
Yeah,
I got one more for y'all.
Okay,
give me a story of a time when a girl picked y'all up.
You mean like lift up?
No.
Oh, just like a okay.
Because you know how we're always on the offense when we're on in the club or whatever. We're looking at things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But give me a time when a girl like aggressively picked you up.
Okay.
Cause I can confidently ask this question. Because we guys that I'm sure this has happened to at least once. So go.
All right, I'm gonna elaborate with mine. All right, basically, I was with my brethren them after the party. I mean, we're in the parking lot. You know all this story.
London story?
No. I'm bringing up the Mercedes story.
Oh, shit.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Okay.
I was in the parking lot. So, this is when I think, is that the time when I just bought the Mercedes?
You just got it fresh.
All right, so I just got the CLS all white. Mm. You feel me? So, like. Brand new, like it was probably like 2 years old, and that time I was 22. Like, you feel me? So, I was in the parking lot, and then Shorty came up. She's like, "Yo, is this your whip? Is this yours?" I'm like, "I'm in the parking lot. Me, and my brother's like, look at this, you know, look at this bird over here." She, you know, asked me, I'm like, "Yo, yeah, this is mine." She's like, "You're lying. You look so young." I'm like, "Yo, it's mine, whatever the case is." I said, we all see Mandem trying to holler at her too. And she's still like blocking them off. She's like, "Yo, I want to be with you. I have a condo downtown. Hit my, you know what I mean? Take my number, take this and that, right? She's like, "Come check me tonight." I'm like, "Yo, I'll take your number, I'll link up with you, but not tonight." You feel me? But you know, like, just to show you, like, yeah, like, she picked me up, and then from there, like, you already know, everything just went Gucci. Know what I mean? Like,
dang.
What about you?
Yo, can I talk about that story a little bit? Can I talk about that story?
Which one?
The same thing.
The Mercedes?
Yeah.
Yeah, can elaborate with it.
All right, let me show you guys.
Shout out to Mercedes, whatever.
I actually know that. I know the situation. I missed that night, but I was there, like, afterwards and whatever.
Yeah.
And, yo, this girl, she started doing like dancing or something after, and she came into the change room like, "Who's your man?" She said, "This guy." And he said, "The girls." I said, "Yeah. Why is your name Mercedes?" "Cause I bought my man a Mercedes." and she talking about this guy. She never buy him. He bought it on his own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She didn't buy him shit. She said, "My name's Mercedes." "Cause I bought my man a Mercedes."
She tried to tell the other girl that she bought it.
Man,
she was putting that much work.
Yo, this girl, I tell you, this girl was so confident in the club. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, she was confident because she would come and, like, girls would be in the chain. The girls would be walking out in this typical stripper outfit, right? Like, you know what I mean? The clothes and the height, the 6-inch or the 8-inch pumps, right?
Yeah.
Man, this girl came out in Jordan 7s or something, like the big wolf, the big ones with the high top one. I was like, the shoes is bigger than her. She's walking the floor like proud. I'm like, yo, this girl is wild, man.
What about you, though?
You know what?
Just aggressively, like, okay, she didn't even know your name. She's just like, "I want you."
Okay, so we're at a strip club, House of Lancaster.
Ooh, which one? The Queensway or Lansdowne?
The Lansdowne and Bloor one.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, salute.
Yo, okay, I come in there, and man, this light skinned girl, she used to rock with a certain group not gonna say nothing like that. Yeah. But she came in, she saw me, and she wouldn't stop staring. And I'm like, I thought she, I'm looking around to see that there's something wrong with this girl. She thinks that, I'm like, the way she's looking at me, it looks like I did something to her or something. And she's gonna look like the fire's in her eyes, like it's like this guy's here, like I'm gonna kill him or something. But she was just so fierce of a woman. And
yeah,
she, after the club, we're about to kind of leave, and she comes in, she grabs me, and then she pulls me by my chin. She's like, I want you. I'm like, what? She goes, I want you. She goes, I know you. Jeez, I want you.
That's how, like, she was coming to you?
Bro, like she was aggressive, pulling, like
grabbing on you and saying, like, I want
she, you. She's a slim ass with big fake titties, right? Big out of a thing. She grabbed me and put me up on the wall, like, glasses all jerking up and thing. I'm like, what's wrong with this thing? Like, glasses jerking down like this, you know. I swear, no moose, you know. Like, I'm not even capping you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want you. My ear's like, and the breath is hot.
Oh,
then my ear dripped. There's a hot melted the way. I want you. Diamonds got foggy. Like, I want you. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? My heart jerk a little bit. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, yo, she did in Regent Park. And then, yeah, we went back, and man, that girl was just so, like, she did me like she had three tongues or something. Like if there was ever like a symbiote, like a stripper symbiote, like, you know what, like, oh, like, you know what Venom and like Carnage are? Like, yeah, those, yeah. And this, yeah, nasty with the tongue just split into like eight. Bro, that girl was crazy. That girl just, I'm like, all like licking my eyeballs.
Oh my.
Ears, everything.
That's how she's
like,
moving,
bro,
on you?
She just wild, fam.
Licking.
Like, thinking about, yo, doing whatever. She's like, yo, just, she's like, just do it.
He living. He living.
She's like, just, she just do it in, because I was like, yo, I was like, I feel like Avant, but I was like, I don't know how long I can last. I like, the girl came with it, dog, and just like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to react, because there's tongue I saw, and I was just like, it was just euphoric moment, fam. I was like it's like you were just drowning, yeah, and not know what to do. That you blacked out, just like, everything's just happening to you, like every nerve is being like, you know, attended to.
Yo.
And I was like, whoa, like it was, the sensation was different. And I just, I just, whatever. And she's like, yo, just do it in me. I'm like, are you sure? Like, you get no pill in the morning? She's like, just do it. I can't get pregnant.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck. Yeah, she busted that,
bro,
too.
Came at one of those.
Yo, that is crazy. That's one and of the craziest, like, story I heard.
I was like, I hope. You know what I'm saying? I just closed my eyes tight, and I said, and like, Lord, please, Jesus, holy, take the wheel. Like, I just, yo, let it go, fam. I was dead asleep after. I think I fell asleep like mid bus. Like, I was, oh, I was done out. I said, I don't even know my bus. So I'm not even sure, because she was saying, put it here, put it there, anywhere. I was just like, what?
Yo, this is bad. That was too much.
Woke up like, I feel
perfect.
I don't even remember what time I think it was like 6 to 6.
Oh,
I don't remember what time I woke up. Man, so it was like, yo, one of those comatose buses. Like, you just wake up, your head's kind of hurting, you don't even know where you are. Like, oh, yo, what happened last night?
That's great.
Yo, how does Toronto man pick up shorties? But yo,
hold on, I got one.
Okay, you got one.
Go on.
Listen, there was two different times, right?
Okay.
What, none of as crazy as this time.
Okay.
No.
That, bro, thing just broke down. I've been through some shit. This is like going on stage after fucking Busta Rhymes, or going on stage after, like, yo, I don't know who the fuck.
Like, life has done some weird shit.
But like, dude, I've had the times where I had one time I'm on the block, right?
Oh no.
Yeah, this is like CD selling time, right?
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm on the block with the man. And like, this girl's walking with her mom. Uh-huh. And I'm there. I guess I was looking cute with the camouflage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Drippy.
She grabbed me. She's like, oh, you have to come with us.
Whoa.
She's with her mom, dude.
Is that like,
fam,
Montreal type of thing? Like, what is that? Like, where's that?
This is on Yonge Street, fam.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
The only thing is that the girl was just not it, fam.
Oh, okay.
She just looked scraggly, nerdy. Like, she just looked like a out of town inbred.
Yeah.
Right? So I just wasn't with it. And then, you know, another time after hours, I feel like the after hours, that kind of happens a lot.
She's probably from Huntsville or something.
Yeah. Something like that. You know what I mean? Look. But there's been times in the after hours I've been pushed against the wall, and then girl just stuck her tongue down my throat.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's a, yo, let's get out of here. And then, you know.
Yeah, get out of here.
Then we leave and everything continues. So them ones there. But say it happens, that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true, man.
So Gucci, what's your...
Yeah, I was saying, yo, how does Toronto man them pick up to things, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Because we got a lot of people watching us, you know what I mean? So they want to really know, like, really, how does Toronto man them pick up things?
Yo, like, you know what?
But yo, could you, like, could you show the people how I pick up things?
You know what this guy does to pick up things? He said that, what do, is that even a pick, there's no pickup line.
But that was before, just, though.
Like there's no pickup line or nothing. Like, okay, it's just, he's in the club, wherever we're at, sits down, right? He sits under the brightest light, too. He makes sure he's seen. You know how this guy's coming, eh? This guy, everything is premeditated. Like, we're going to this place, no. So the, he knows the setting of the lights. Okay, no. This is bright purple, and no, the red is right there, like, and then the green has the little Christmas light ripple effect, so this is where to sit, at the top. He'll come in the brightest, whitest, like, you know what I'm saying? And like, fur with the leather and all this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's the fur is so fresh, it's still breathing. Like, it's still, like, it still has, like, ticks and fleas. He's still brushing the ticks and fleas out of the, like, it's that fresh, like, light. Yeah. And he'll sit under the brightest light. Then the man slaps his key down, right? Wow. Right? And make sure the key is in the angle so the light hits right, so it's dancing. You know what I'm saying? He just has the latest phone. Phone beside it, right? And then he'll order, like, the biggest platter of food. Like, what is the most expensive thing on this? Like, you know, macaroni and cheese. I give you the macaroni and cheese, and you get the biggest extra cheese. Make it triple cheese.
Keep going. You know, I'm gonna give you some setting music while you're going.
Monterey Jack. You know, say that Monterey Jack, like, Swiss every single cheese that you can order. Like, you know, the fromage, even with the blue fermentation, he ordered that too. You know what I'm saying? And he still got all that. And then he would. Exactly. Exactly. You heard what Jeezy said? And he just put it right there. And as it's dancing, he put another set of keys. I don't even know where he gets extra keys from. This nigga got like, he got like eight keys and like two cars, eight keys. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know what, you know what I'm saying. And the man would just be like, yo,
more keys than the janitor.
Just sits down. And it's like when you put out bread to the, it's like throwing out bread in the parking lot for the seagulls and the pigeons. And they come. And they flock.
Hold and on. Swing my chain. If you kiss me in the club, doing my thing. New keys, all the dope boys go crazy.
But yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And, they, and that's
I'm
it.
I'm more like the flashy type of dude. You don't even talk. I'd be just, you know, like when I order stuff, like back in the days, like no, that's me back in the days when I order stuff, like I'll put out stash just to order this, you know, like. You know, just to buy a drink and shit, you know what I mean? To see what's going on to catch it. But
like
yo,
it. I like it.
It's so funny because I know how this guy catches it, pick up girls. You feel me? Like,
please do tell.
The way how this way how Binga pick up girls, bro. Yeah. This girl be like, yo, he be like, hello, hey, stop. You drop something. And that gets anybody. Like, yo, you drop something, like, you know, so you're gonna look at the floor. And she and so the girl would just look. And he'd be like, oh, you dropped my heart. And you know the girl's reaction is going to be a smile. And then that's when he just goes in from there.
Yeah.
He goes in from there. I was like, yo, this guy catches them. Like, you know what I mean?
Bro, they weren't blushing. They blushed through the blush. It's like, oh, no, the mouth will start sweating off. I'm like, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
That's the punchline. Got him. I'll tell you that line has like a 93.7 success rate. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo. And the rest of it doesn't work on it. Just head down, keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Like, head down, just
like,
keep going.
The robot, but they're like half Android. You know what I'm saying? They even got like the red eye like Kano, the cyborg eye. You know what I'm saying? Boy, oh, sorry, God. You know what I'm saying? I want the human beings.
Yo, Friday, what you say about that? How Toronto man them pick up?
How Toronto man them pick up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like pick up girls, like, you know. What's their pickup lines or just how they pick up girls in general?
Well,
just for the world where I like them to see.
Okay, from the outside, from when I see man them trying to pick up girls on road, I see like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute, yo?
Oh,
hey, you know what I'm saying?
The rush.
That's the novice.
I seen that when I was walking into Timmy's the other day. I felt bad for the homie, you know what I mean? Because she just gave him the straight, like, cold staring straight through him and just kept on going. I'm like,
can I tell you guys something?
When a shorty goes on her phone,
and
she pays you no mind, just leave it, fam. Like, she's not even on the phone. She's just pretending she's on the phone.
You know what I don't get to is, like, when the man get too aggressive after, like, You know what I'm saying? They'll holler, yo, sweetness, or whatever, whatever. Like, you hear the yachty man, then they try to holler things or something, and a man will try to holler the girl or something, and then, like, shows, like, sure she's not, and she'll respectfully, like, decline his, like, advances. Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, you're ugly anyways. Oh, you're whack anyways. I'm like, why would you? I don't like that still. Like, that's just, like, that's like, you're just, yeah, you're just hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hurt people, I think. It's one of those. Like, it's like, why do that? Just, you know, okay, just keep it going. Take it on the chin and keep it going, Jack. You know what I'm saying? One time I got this so bad, but I took it on the chin. I just touched road this time, right?
Yeah.
So I'm super D's, looking like Super Saiyan 4 with the cyborg vision. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I hollered this one guy. I was so confident in myself because I have a new body. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was so skinny as a kid, but I got a new body. And I went to, I think it was, what was it? Wet Bar at the time. It was called Wet Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw this one girl. I like this black chick, short hair, you know? And I was like, hey, what's good? Like, you know? And she went, blew me up and down, man.
Whoa.
You like, blew me your face like that?
In my face.
Oh, shit. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, and smoke makes me itch. I don't know why. Like,
So
I'm just like, oh, man, my beard's starting to tingle a bit. And I was like, you know what? But hey, I was like, you know what? Took a shit. And the end of the night, I got a sicker thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I came out the washroom. Washed off my, because it really makes me itch. But I don't know if it's tobacco or what, but it makes me itch.
Yeah.
Came out. And got a ting, like, right up coming out the bathroom. And I was like, wow. I forgot her name, too. But she was sweet. And my boy's like, yo, how'd you get that? I'm like, yo, fam, the ting just blew smoke in my face. Came out and got this ting. Like, he said, what? So, you know.
Wow.
That's crazy.
One's trash is the next treasure.
That's cold, though. You see how, you know, I feel like a lot of women don't realize most of us as men get rejected way more often than they do.
Oh, facts.
Yeah,
because a girl can just go to a guy and take a guy. Like, a guy would always take a girl. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We can't just go and say, yo, you come. Unless you're like some super big celebrity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And even then, some of them get dissed.
That's true, exactly. Because they're exposing the DMs. Like, this guy should not be, but I said, no. Like,
That's just crazy. But yeah, we're going to wrap it up. 6 views, uncut.
Uncut.
Episode 51. Yo. Binga, yo.
You know it is, man. Boss, man.
Give them, let them know, you know what I mean, where they can find you, your IG, you know what I mean?
You can find me at your local cyber strip club, you know what I'm saying? Basmati_Binga. Choose up or get bruised up. Ladies, rub my head, make a wish.
Mm.
You know where it goes, man.
Jeez. You have any shout-outs?
Again, shout out the whole MA, shout out the staff Friday, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Young Gucci in the cut, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And fuck the whole city, man, whole city. MA everywhere, you know what I mean?
Okay. Friday.
Follow me on all social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread, DRED. Not any of the other ones, okay? Let me repeat. Friday Ricky Dread, DRED.
Don't play with it.
Okay? Because there's about 5 fake accounts that are floating around these Instagram streets, right?
No.
And for everything else, make sure to hit us up on our website, welovehiphop.ca. Same.
Yeah, it's your boy Gucci. You can find me on my personal page, Gucci416, and my business page, Clearstar Studio 6. And yeah, shout out to...
Oh, you got to give them the 6 views social medias now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
You got the wheel.
Six views uncut.
6 views TO.
6 views TO. And yeah, shout out to the whole team. We love hip hop. Shout out to the supporters, the listeners, you know what I mean? You already know, uncut 6 views. We're going to take you guys out with the track Smiley.
And y'all, if you guys find Gutsy, let me know.
Shout out to MA and shout out to the whole city.
Where's Gutsy.ca? I'm filling it now, man.
Jeez. Saying
6 views uncut. It's 6 views uncut. Let's go.
Jeez.
My mom need a house for my nephew's sister. I love all my guys, I don't see them different. I'll be damned if they say that I'm